This is the Sakkar Muli of 25th of September 2025. Essence, sweet children, the performance of this drama is moving accurately. Whatever part is to be played at any specific time, it will repeat accordingly. This has to be understood accurately. Question. When will the influence of you children become emerged? What power is still lacking at present? Answer. Your influence will emerge when you are strong in yoga. As yet, there isn't that power. It is only by having remembrance that you receive power. The power of remembrance that is still lacking is required in the sword of knowledge. When you consider yourselves to be souls and continue to remember the Father, your boats can go across. This is a matter of a second. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. Only the one is called the spiritual father, and all the rest are souls. He is called the supreme soul. The father says, I too am a soul, but I am the supreme, I am the truth. Only I am the purifier and the ocean of knowledge. The father says, I only come in Bharat in order to make you children into the masters of the world. You were the masters. You have now remembered this. Baba reminds you children, you first came in the golden age and have now reached the end while playing your parts of 84 births. Consider yourselves to be souls. Souls are imperishable and bodies are perishable. It is souls who converse with souls through bodies. When you do not remain soul conscious, you are definitely body conscious. Everyone has forgotten that they are souls. It is said, sinful soul, charitable soul, great soul. Souls cannot become the supreme soul. No soul can call himself Shiva. Many have the name Shiva given to their bodies. It is when a soul enters a body that a name is given, because he has to play his part through his body. This is why people become conscious of their bodies and think, I am so and so. You now understand, yes, I am a soul, and I have played my part of 84 births. I now understand about souls. I, this soul, was Satupradhan, and have now become Tamopradhan. The Father only comes when all souls have become rusty, just like gold that has alloy mixed into it. At first you are real gold, then you become silver, then copper, and then iron, until you are completely tarnished. No one else can explain these things. Everyone says that souls are immune to the effect of action. The Father has explained to you, children, how alloy is mixed into you. The Father says, I only come in Bharat. I come when you have become completely Tamopradhan. Just as the drama is acted accurately, so I too come at my accurate time. Whatever part is to be played at any specific time, it will be repeated accordingly. There cannot be the slightest change in this. Those dramas are limited, whereas this drama is unlimited. All of these matters are very subtle and have to be understood. The father says, whatever part you have played, it was according to the drama. No human being knows the creator or the beginning, middle, or end of creation. Even the rishis and munis have been saying, neti, neti, neither this nor that. If someone asks you whether you know the creator or the beginning, middle, and end of creation, you would quickly reply, yes. However, you too can only know it at this time and at no other time. Baba has explained that only you know him, the creator, and the beginning, middle, and end of creation. Acha, do they know when there is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan? No, they have none of this knowledge whatsoever. This is a wonder. You say that you have this knowledge. You also understand that the father's part is only played once. Your aim and objective is to become like Lakshmi or Narayan. Once you have become that, there is no need for this study. Once you have become a barrister, that's it. Therefore, remember the father who is teaching you. He has made everything easy for you. Baba repeatedly tells you, first of all, consider yourselves to be souls. I belong to Baba. Previously you were atheists, and you are now theists. After they became theists, Lakshmi and Narayan claimed the inheritance that you too are now claiming. You are now becoming theists. The terms theists and atheists only exist at this time. These terms will not exist there. There is nothing left to ask there. It is here that these questions arise. Therefore you ask, do you know the creator and creation? And they reply, no. The father himself comes and gives his own introduction and also explains the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end. The father is the master of the unlimited, the creator. It has been explained to you, children, that all other founders of religions also definitely come here. You were given visions of how Abraham, Christ, etc., come down. They will come here towards the end, when this sound has spread a great deal. The father says, children, renounce your bodies and all bodily religions, and remember me. You are now sitting personally in front of me. Don't consider yourselves to be bodies. I am a soul. Each of you must consider yourself to be a soul and continue to remember the Father, and your boat will go across. This is a matter of a second. People do devotion for half a cycle in order to go into liberation. However, no soul can return home yet. The Father explained this 5,000 years ago, and he is explaining it again now. Sri Krishna cannot explain these things. He cannot be called the Father. Fathers are Lokik, Alokik, and Parlokik. Your physical fathers are limited. The Father from beyond this world is the unlimited Father, the Father of souls, and this confluence-aged Father is the wonderful Father who is called the Alokik Father. No one remembers Prajapita Brahma. It doesn't enter their intellects that he is their great-great-grandfather. They speak of Adidev and Adam, etc., but that is just for the sake of saying it. There is an image of Adhidev in the temple, Dilwara. When you go there, you understand that that is your memorial. Baba is sitting there and we are also sitting there. The father is sitting here in a living form, whereas they have non-living idols there. Heaven shown on the ceiling is also good. Those who have seen the temple know this. Baba is teaching us Raja Yoga now in the living form. Then, later, temples will be built. It should enter your awareness that all of those are your memorials. We are now becoming Lakshmi and Narayan. We did become that, and then we came down the ladder. Now we shall go home and then enter the kingdom of Rama, God. Then the kingdom of Ravan will come, and we will go onto the path of sin. The Father explains everything so clearly. All human beings are impure at this time, and this is why they call out, O Purifier, come and purify us. Remove our sorrow and show us the path to happiness. They say that God will definitely come in some form. However, he does not come in the form of a cat, a dog, a pebble or a stone. It is remembered that he comes in the lucky chariot. The Father himself says, I enter this ordinary chariot. This one does not know his own births. You now know this. When he reaches his stage of retirement at the end of his many births, I enter him. On the path of devotion, they have shown very big idols of the Pandavas. In Rangoon, they have a huge idol of Buddha. Human beings cannot be so big. You children must be amused at the image of Ravan they have now created. Day by day they continue to make it bigger. What is it that they burn every year? He must have been an enemy. Only an enemy's effigy would be burnt. Acha, who is Ravan? When did he become your enemy that you burn his effigy every year? No one knows about this enemy. No one knows the meaning of this at all. The Father explains, they are the community of Ravan, and you are the community of Rama. The Father now says, while living at home with your family, live like a lotus flower and continue to remember me. Some ask, how can swans and storks live together? There would then be conflict. Conflict would definitely be there. That has to be tolerated. There are many tactics for that. The Father is called the clever entertainer. Everyone remembers him. O God, remove our suffering. Have mercy on us. Liberate us. The Father, the liberator of all, is the only one. Explain individually to whoever comes to you. In Karachi, you used to sit with each one individually and explain to him or her. When you children become strong in yoga, your influence will spread. As yet, you don't have that strength. You receive power by having remembrance, not through the study. The sword of knowledge needs the power of remembrance in it. That power is still lacking. The Father tells you every day, children stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, and you will receive power. not much power is received through the study. You become the masters of the whole world by having remembrance. Everything you do is for yourself. Many came and then went away. Maya is very powerful. Many don't come back. They say that this knowledge is very good, and they also experience happiness, but everything is finished as soon as they go out. Maya doesn't allow them to stay here at all. Some experience a lot of happiness. Oho, Baba has now come and we will go to our land of happiness. The father says, the whole kingdom has not been established yet. At this time you are the children of God, and you will then be deities. Your degrees then decrease. Points are recorded on a meter. Your points have decreased by this much. You become the most elevated, and your degrees then gradually decrease as you come down. You do have to come down the ladder. The knowledge of the ladder is now in your intellects. When it is your stage of ascending, there is benefit for everyone. Then gradually there is the stage of descending. You have to understand the cycle very well from the very beginning. At this time it is your stage of ascending, because the Father is with you. God, whom people call omnipresent, continues to call you, sweet children, sweet children. And you children then continue to say, Baba, Baba. Baba has come to teach us. It is souls who study, souls who have to perform actions. I, this soul, am an embodiment of peace. I perform actions through this body. The word peaceless is used when there is sorrow. However, peace is our original religion. Many people ask for peace of mind. Oh, but souls are themselves embodiments of peace, and their home is the abode of peace. You have forgotten yourselves. You were residents of the abode of peace. You will receive peace there. Nowadays they speak of there being one kingdom, one religion, and one language, one caste, one religion, and one God. The government also writes that there is one God. So why do they then say that he is omnipresent? No one believes in just one God. So you have to write this once again. When you make the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, write on it, when it was their kingdom, in the golden age, there was one God and one deity religion. However, human beings don't understand anything. They don't pay that much attention. Only those who belong to our Brahmin clan will pay attention. No one else will understand anything. This is why Baba says, sit with them individually and explain to them. Make them fill in a form so that you can understand what their beliefs are, because some believe in one and others believe in someone else. You can't explain to all of them at the same time. Each one would begin to tell you about his own beliefs. First of all, ask them where they have come to. Have you ever heard the name of the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris? What is Prajapita Brahma to you? Have you ever heard his name? Are you not the children of Prajapita Brahma? We are this in a practical way. You are this too. but you don't understand this. You must explain to them using the right tactics. Atcha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. When visiting temples, always be aware that they are all your memorials and that you are now becoming like Lakshmi and Narayan. 2. While living at home with your family, live like a lotus flower. When swans and storks live together, they have to live with great tact and also tolerate a great deal. Blessing. May you become a constant embodiment of success in the service you do by receiving the certificates of unity and contentment. In order to become an embodiment of success in the service you do, pay attention to two things. One is unity by harmonizing sanskars, and the other is for you to remain content and to make others content too. Form connections with others by having constant feelings of love and greatness, and you will receive both these certificates. You will then become a mirror of the Father's image in your practical life, and the Father will be visible in that mirror as he is and what he is. Slogan. Stabilize yourself in your stage of soul consciousness and give donations of life, and you will receive blessings from many souls. Aviat signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. When you put something into a fire, its name, form and quality changes. In the same way, when you put yourself into the fire of remembrance of the Father, you become transformed. From human beings you become Brahmins, and from Brahmins you then become angels, who then become deities. Such transformation takes place in the fire of love, when no consciousness of yourself remains. This is why your remembrance should be of the volcanic form. Om Shanti.